Welcome to The Greek Current, a podcast by Halk and Kathimerini. I'm your host, Thanos Davelis. Local elections are taking place on Sunday in Greece, and Prime Minister Mitsotakis has been on the road campaigning for New Democracy candidates across the country. This is seen as the first big test for the government after Prime Minister Mitsotakis was overwhelmingly re-elected this summer, and comes after a few months of heavy criticism over its handling of multiple crises, from wildfires to floods. It's also the first test for Stefanos Kasselakis, the new leader of Syriza, Greece's main opposition. Tom Ellis, the editor-in-chief of Kathimerini's English edition, joins me to look at what these elections mean for Prime Minister Mitsotakis, Syriza's new leader, and the country. Tom, great having you back on with us. Thanks for joining.
Thank you for having me.
Tom, Greeks are heading to the polls on Sunday, a few months after national elections this summer, to vote in local elections. Is this an early test for the Mitsotakis government?
Well, to a certain extent, I think so. You know, following the huge win in last June's national elections, everybody thought that the summer and as we were moving to the local elections, it would be an easy ride for the government. But we have seen that things not always turn as one thinks they might turn since the crisis we had with our problematic climate. The climate crisis is here, we know that, and we lived through that in the summer. And we also lived and experienced, unfortunately, the inability of the mechanism, the state mechanism, to prepare and also then deal with numerous problems. And I assume that, to a certain extent, will create some problems for the government. And the first test, the first possibility for the electorate to show whatever negative feelings they might have, will be these elections. Is that fair? Not necessarily, given the fact that it's not only the state mechanism, it's also local officials, and sometimes it's not right for a national party to pay a price if the local official is not up to the task. But, you know, life is not always fair. So these elections, since they will take place in the whole country, are by definition, I think, a test for the prime minister and the government.
Prime Minister Mitsotakis recently commented in an interview, Tom, on this difficult summer that his government has had to face. And he said that the first 100 days of his second term have felt more like 1,000. Is that a pretty fair statement, given everything that's taken place?
Yes. I mean, with the fires and the floods and all that has happened, I mean, he's, of course, 100% right. But as I noted before, people will go vote and maybe get out their feelings about the difficult 100 days or 1,000 days, however you see them, that just passed. And then people will measure effectiveness in dealing with what happened. And they will not vote for, you know, how the government is dealing with Turkey or other major issues. They will vote about how quickly the government prepared and how quickly they dealt with the crisis or the crises, the improvement or lack of the situation in the regions and local areas. So it was a very difficult period for the prime minister and his party, and that will be a big test, yeah.
With the Greek countryside having faced these wildfires and the catastrophic floods that we saw, does this make local elections all the more important, especially when we consider that it's really local officials who will be called to manage natural disasters before and after they happen?
Look, there are two aspects here. It should be, actually, that the mayors and the governors are voted based on their personal effectiveness or abilities. On the other hand, with all 13 regions and the three major cities, it is, actually the parties themselves say that, it is a national test for the parties themselves. So although it's a little more complicated, the equation, and one should draw conclusions, but not to the extent that he or she would with the national elections. I mean, in a few months, we'll have the European elections. There, it's totally one party against the other, or one leader against the other. Here, it is, you're right, it's a little more complicated, but to a big extent, it has become a debate between the parties. Now, there are some cities, some places where a certain mayor might get like 70 or 80%, because he or she is very good. That doesn't mean that, you know, New Democracy or Syriza or PASOK necessarily should gain from that. if the person happens to be an extraordinary mayor. And we had quite a few cases in the past of mayors who were very able and were being voted by large numbers. But getting back to the idea of the discussion, if you put the whole thing together, you end up saying that this 4 months or so after the national election, it is by definition the first test.
Having just wrapped up an internal election, we have a new leader of Syriza, Stefanos Kasselakis. Is this also an early test for him?
It is, in a way. To be fair to him, he has been the leader of the main opposition for just a few weeks. So it will not be his abilities that will be tested, but just, let's say, the image of him being the new leader. And in regional elections, where, as I said before, local aspects are involved, it would be rather, misleading to see him as being tested. But he's the unknown factor. And, all of us are wondering what the effect of his rather unconventional candidacy or presence will be on the electorate. And plus, it's evident that one thing he's aiming at is broadening the appeal of his party to centrist voters. So he will be tested also, yeah.
What about the other parties on Greece's political spectrum? What should we expect?
Here, I would say two things. First of all, to what extent, in cases where an election goes to a second round, will PASOK and Syriza, the two parties covering the ideological space from the center to the left, to what extent they will cooperate? That's one thing to wait and see. And second, and I would say symbolically more important, how well will Ilias Kassidiaris, the jailed former leading member of Golden Dawn, will do in the mayoral race in Athens? He could end up with double digits, which is very worrisome. And that would say something about not only the people, but maybe even more so about the political system, the lack of meritocracy and transparency, clientelism, to name a few of its problematic aspects. But we'll wait and see. But Kassidiaris, it's Athens, the country's capital and a major world city. So I think that would be watched closely by foreigners also.
Tom, wrapping up, what will any potential losses mean for Prime Minister Mitsotakis and his government's overall agenda, both on the domestic and international front? Because I know this is something that you touched on in your latest op-ed for Kathimerini.
Well, New Democracy's dominance is clear in the whole country, and both, as I said before, the 13 regions and the mayors of the major cities will be tested. And actually, the Prime Minister himself noted that that's where, in the regions and the three cities, political messages for all parties will come out from the elections. Trying to explain, as I said before, that in some local situations, the equation is a little bit more complicated. And then the question becomes, through that prism, to what extent the candidates supported by the government, and in most cases they are seeking re-election, will be re-elected, will pay a price for the widely criticized mismanagement of the disasters. We'll wait and see. Big tests are obviously the three cities, but also from the regions, I would say Attica, where half of the country's population resides, and the governor actually is described sometimes as a small prime minister. To make the discussion a little bit more relevant to foreigners that care or, for many reasons, follow Greece, or listeners abroad, and go a little bit beyond regions and cities, any potential losses, any problems that the prime minister faces will make his life more difficult. And his life in the next few months has not only to do with domestic issues, and there are many, of course, but also one major international issue, and this is relations with Turkey. And we all know we are in a process where negotiations or discussions, talks, however you want to describe them, are taking place. October, we'll see meetings between diplomats of the two countries. December 7th, we have a high-level meeting of the two governments. And again, the Prime Minister and President Erdogan will meet in Thessaloniki. So the weaker the Prime Minister comes out of these elections, a little bit more difficult will be his effort to handle other international issues. And when we talk about Greece and international issues, the relations with Turkey are at the top of the list.
Tom, great speaking with you as always. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you very much.
In other news, a U.S. F-16 fighter jet shot down a Turkish drone that was flying over a base in northeast Syria where American forces are located, a Pentagon spokesperson said Thursday. U.S. officials said they have no reason to think Turkey was attempting to target American forces. Yet they acknowledged that a Turkish drone was armed, flew within half a kilometer of U.S. troops, and ignored repeated warnings to stay away. Roughly 900 U.S. troops are based in Syria, working with Kurdish-led fighters to battle ISIS. A Pentagon spokesman said U.S. troops had to go into bunkers at their base in Hasaka for safety while Turkey bombed Syrian Kurdish fighters less than a mile away. Finally, the Financial Times reports that Greece is grappling with the destructive impact of Storm Daniel on one of its most recognizable exports, feta cheese. Some 40% of the country's soft cheeses are made from sheep and goat milk produced in the central region of Thessaly, which was devastated by floods last month. Greek farmers lost an estimated 80,000 goats and sheep in the disaster. Everyone talks about the cost of the floods. In a few months, there will be chain reactions, leading especially small businesses to collapse, said Yanis Karasterios, an agricultural consultant in the area. Other than lost livestock, he said many warehouses could not be repaired, with farmers losing tons of feed. That wraps up today's episode of The Greek Current. Thanks for tuning in.